This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
Hey, I was wondering, comes to us from Paul. And he says, hey, Eric, so I'm wondering this thing. What good does it do me or anyone else if I wear a mask when I go out for a walk or a bike ride outside? I mean, I understand if I go to a store, a face mask could be beneficial, but I live in the suburbs, and going for a walk or a bike ride outside, I just don't see the benefit for myself or anyone else. I'm not trying to be defiant. I just honestly don't get it. Can any of your intelligent listeners enlighten me? We'll see if we can find out, Paul. I've often wondered, too. I'm noticing a lot of people driving in their cars with masks on.
Yeah,
and they're alone
can't be too
in their
careful.
Cars.
So
yeah.
Glad you said that. Yeah. I see it all the time.
As I'm driving next to them, I'm like, I get you're being safe, but you're the only one in there in your car. Yep. Why are you wearing a mask?
I don't know. I saw it yesterday, just, as a matter of fact.
It was just habit, and you have it on, and you...
Yeah, it's part of their garb now, you know? It's, comfortable.
I guess. I finally got some.
Yeah.
But my dad got them for me.
Okay.
Because he found them in the basement.
Oh.
Some old surgical masks or something like that.
Why not? When he used to perform
my dad was doing basement surgeries on the side. Yeah, for half price. Melissa's like, really? Can I get his number?
Yeah, like, what's
I'm
he
always
down
looking
there?
For a surgical bargain.
I'll take anything right now.
But, you know, I'd ordered those masks, and they still haven't arrived.
Yeah, we've ordered some, too. And, again, I think it was 5-6 days ago they haven't come either, but I think they're coming from China.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably trying to get clearance coming.
God only knows where they are or what they are.
You maybe have seen the video of the masks being made in China. It's not real sanitary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
by the time they get here, everything will be dead off those things anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, we hope so. 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Does anybody or can anybody that's intelligent and enlightening help Paul out here as to why it's beneficial to be wearing a mask while you're out for a walk or riding a bike? Maybe John can help with that. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Do you have some insight in this?
Yeah, I mean, according to the governor, he says if you're out by yourself, like in the woods or stuff, you don't have to wear a mask,
mm-hmm.
but you should bring a mask. I mean, what I do is I bring a mask.
Right.
Because if I run into people or happen to get in front of a lot of people, I put the mask on. It's
right.
For my safety's sake and other people's.
Sure, sure.
And also, if you're in your car by yourself, wearing the mask is actually ludicrous. I mean, it's your own car. You're the only one in
right.
there.
Right.
It doesn't help anything.
Which is what I actually yelled at the person. Ludicrous, and they thought I was calling them the performer.
Yeah.
Ludicrous.
And they started singing.
Right, right.
Luda.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would agree with you. So, but bike riding, going down the street wearing a mask, you're probably not helping anybody. Fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you don't have to wear it going on a bike ride, right?
Well, that's what Paul was asking. He said he saw people riding bikes and walking. It doesn't make any sense.
But what if you sneeze? I saw this whole thing on CNN. If you sneeze while you're running, your water droplets go on the person behind you.
If you're close to anybody, close enough to anybody for that to happen, then yeah, you should.
So you could still put water, you know, your spit in the air.
But if you think science. Like, you know, it's like if the wind is
which
blowing.
Which you're not.
I am.
With the phrase, science-like.
Yep. Well,
yeah. You know, if the wind is blowing, I mean, these droplets just floating. They're just going to blow away anyway. I mean, you have to think that you're in,
a
closed room or something, okay. But
if you ride in tandem with another person or something, there's a chance.
Then you have a much larger issue to be dealing with.
Wind and all that.
Like, if I'm riding tandem, I'm thinking, COVID, take me now.
Seriously?
I got to get off this tandem bike before anybody sees me. Yep. That's what I'm thinking. All right, let's fill out the isolation bucket list. It's the mix, 624 now, 312-233-1019. A mother in England, on day one of the lockdown over there, put together a bucket list jar and said, all right, kids, husband, other people that happen to be in my home, during this time, if you find yourself longing and missing something, we're going to write it down on a post-it note. We're going to throw it in the isolation bucket list. And when we get out of this nonsense, we're going to do these things.
Yes.
Okay.
Top three. In at number three, Nick, put it on the post-it note.
Go to the bar.
Go to the bar.
Yeah, a lot of times people
do that.
You and Violetta, bar stools right next to each other.
Oh, please.
Celebrating like the good old days. In at number two, Josh.
Yeah, I need poker night back with my buddies.
Oh, poker night with your buddies. That's a good time, right? Good time. Yeah. Have you tried to do it virtually?
Yeah, we've actually, every Saturday night we have a game going, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some people doing that,
you need
too.
That camaraderie, you need that drinking, you need that trash talking and all that kind of stuff. And finally, in at number one, John, when it's all said and done, it's on the post-it note. What are you going to do? Oh, I'm sorry. John? Go ahead, John.
All right. I'm going to learn country line dancing. I go to a country bar, and I never learned it. I think I should.
Well,
good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you've never done. You've always wanted to learn. Uh-huh. You can probably look that up on YouTube.
Yeah, I can, and I have, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I could. But there's so much other time I could just be spent sitting around looking at the wall.
Yeah.
Well, I got my writing to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good. Exactly.
A little country line dancing. Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate you having the guts to be a part of this.
Cool.
Yeah. Anybody listening who already knows what time your first drink will be today, the website alcohol.org, which I now have tabbed.
Yeah, right.
So you should check it out.
A subscription.
Alcohol.org reveals that 33% of people are drinking alcohol while working from home during the coronavirus, or they're wrapping up their workday, about 11 a.m. and getting started.
Right.
Anybody listening who knows when you'll have your first one today, I ask this for a particular reason. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Great. Your first cocktail today will be when?
8:30 a.m. as soon as I get home.
There we go.
8:30.
8:30. And you say as soon as you get home because?
I am a night shift nurse.
That's
nighttime for me.
Right. So your 8:30 is like the rest of our, 8:30 at nights.
Yeah.
Right.
So I definitely haven't been drinking I started drinking more in the last 2 weeks for sure.
For sure.
This isn't normal.
For sure. What is the drink of choice?
Kim Crawford.
Oh, I love Kim Crawford. Do you know Kim Crawford's a dude? Did you know that?
What?
It blew my mind. Kim Crawford's a guy.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I learned that 2 months ago. I was blown away. Hmm. Kim Crawford's a guy.
My sister introduced me, and I'm hooked.
Oh, there you go. Now, you said in the last 2 weeks it's really picked up the pace. You don't think you're reaching, a problem level where you're evaluating for yourself, I've really got to cut this out.
So I don't drink alone because I Zoom, and I drink with my girlfriend. So you're not really having an issue if you're not drinking alone. So we cheat.
Perfect way to describe it.
As
long as you can find somebody to drink with you at 8:30, it's totally fine.
Yeah, that's your
Absolutely.
Way of justifying it, of course.
Are these other people on night shift with you?
At different hospitals, yes.
Okay.
And then I have some friends who just have kids that have been home for way too long and they wanted to join in.
So those friends will wake up and pour themselves a drink.
Absolutely.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, 8:30 a.m., baby.
Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi. The first drink will take place when?
So about 20 minutes from now, as soon as I get home.
About 20 minutes.
Another as soon as I get home.
Also a night shift worker?
I am, yes. I work overnight at a grocery store, and I'm pulling 6 days a week until the end of the coronavirus. So
okay.
My one day off today.
And what will your drink of choice be?
I think I'm going for those little Cayman Jack margarita.
Okay.
Ooh, yes.
Nothing says 8 a.m. like a margarita.
Feels like vacation.
That is great. Have you found that in the past 3, 4, 5 weeks you're having a few more cocktails than you were prior to this?
Definitely. I think the overtime is getting to me. So.
Yeah. I don't doubt it. Thank you for sharing with us. It made me hungry for Panda Express now. Now I want Panda Express. My mouth is actually watering.
Oh, yeah. It was
we've
really
got
good.
One in the building here, but it's
not open.
It's not
right
open,
now.
Yeah.
No.
Shoot. Where do you find the Panda again?
Oh, it's 103.6.
That's right. All right. Quarantine Cravings. Uber Eats has revealed the most popular takeout orders in America. What's number one for Illinois? 312-233-1019. Tell them, Eileen.
French fries.
Exactly right. French fries. Pretty standard.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward. Pretty expected, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be either that or pizza probably,
pizza,
right?
Yeah, that was my other guess.
Right. All right, so Illinois is French fries, says Uber Eats for the number one most popular takeout order. Indiana, Melissa? Any thoughts?
You said it. We wouldn't be able to guess it,
well,
so I'm going to go.
It's kind of close.
It's kind of close?
Kind of close.
Hamburgers?
Waffle fries.
Oh.
Oh.
Why are you making the who farted face, Violetta? You take it up with Uber Eats.
Okay. Who orders fries?
She's
aren't
like,
good when you deliver them. Yeah. They get soggy and cold and
they're
wet.
They're delicious.
When you put them in that styrofoam? Yeah. Ugh.
Soggy, cold, wet. Sounds like a nice weekend. In at number three, Iowa, their top choice, a large poke bowl.
Oh, really?
Oh, what? Iowa's so fancy. Poke bowl.
Listen, I went to college in Iowa. That's not accurate.
Oh, my gosh. A poke. That's what they're doing over in Iowa?
That's what the Uber Eats says.
I expected that to be like California.
Well, listen to this. Michigan, their number one, pad thai.
I love pad thai.
Okay.
And Wisconsin, this makes no sense. According to Uber Eats, their most popular takeout order, Crab Rangoon. What?
Get out of here.
What?
They're making this up.
Crab Rangoon is delicious.
It is really good.
It is really, really good, but I am shocked by that. Yeah. Crab Rangoon? They cannot keep it in stock in Wisconsin. I mean, you go to Eau Claire, you cannot get Crab Rangoon anywhere.
That is so random.
Drew Barrymore went up 3 shoe sizes after her pregnancy.
Three? I've heard one, but three?
I could see maybe your feet, I mean, getting a little wider just because you're gaining water, you put on a little weight. But they get longer, 3 sizes, 2?
Maybe with each kid?
In an interview with a British national newspaper, the Sunday Times, Drew Barrymore opened up about her relationship to fashion as well as her 7-year-old daughter, Olive's. The California native had to tone down her shoe game after welcoming Olive and 5-year-old Frankie into the world. I've had to give up my old shoe-loving Carrie Bradshaw days, noting that her feet jumped 3 shoe sizes after the birth of her daughter.
Wow, just the one.
Okay. Sometimes I wonder if they also stay that way or if eventually they'll shrink.
But how do you go from like a 6 to a 9?
I have no
That's
idea.
That's dramatic.
I've never heard that big of a jump before.
Maybe they just got so wide she had to go longer in order to
fit it in there.
I don't know.
Because some shoes do come in wide, but that's really, really a stretch there.
I'm telling you, Whip, I'm going to guess you agree. I don't really understand how the female body works and how it manages to endure all these things.
Not at all.
Oh,
no, thank
me.
You.
A lot of women, when they get pregnant, are like, what is happening
this
to me?
This is really scary to think about.
So if that's the case, if a lot of women are wondering what is happening, like Melissa just said, I'd like to know, 312-233-1019, when you were pregnant, what did happen to your body that caused you to go, what is happening here?
Oh, my God.
Just wait till you hear these.
Like, you couldn't wedge your feet in your shoes anymore, and it's not just because, you got a little wider. Your feet are actually 3 shoe sizes longer now.
It is crazy.
Does your nose triple in size, too? Does everything
get
bigger?
Some people, their nose gets bigger, too. I mean, there's...
Don't hips widen?
There's some... Yeah, well that happens in most because your body produces a hormone called relaxin. So...
That sounds fake.
It's real, though.
Sounds like you just made that up. You know, not many people know this. No. When you're pregnant, your hips widen because
called.
Your body produces a hormone. Oh, yeah, what's it called? Relaxing.
I think that's what it's called.
Like, that doesn't go away.
Thing.
That feels like something.
It does go away, but
that's something you can get in a jar at Walgreens.
Yeah.
Right, it helps you sleep at night.
Right next to chillin'.
Right.
Chillin'.
What's it called? Relaxing. No, it's not. What happened to your body when you got pregnant that even you couldn't believe? You're like, this is insane. We want to hear all about it. Share with us. What happened to you during and after the pregnancy that we'd never believe? 312-233-1019. Hi, Tia.
Hi. My nose gets wider.
So the nose theory that I had is true.
But yes, this is my second pregnancy. Like, after the first one, it went back to normal.
Okay.
But now it's getting wider again. I was just telling my husband this last night.
Uh-huh. Are you thinking it's going to go back to normal, or is it going to stay this way?
I hope so.
All right. Does your husband notice it, too?
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay.
And are you also all hopped up on the relaxin'?
I don't know.
It's a real thing.
I'm certain it is. Hi, Melissa.
Hi,
what happened to you?
My feet grew half a size each pregnancy. So I went up, I had 3 kids, so 1.5 size difference, and they haven't gone back.
They never went back?
So you went from like 7 to an 8.5, if my math is right.
I've been waiting 18 years for the last one to go back, and nothing's gone back.
So they also increased in length and not just width?
Not width. I'm still a narrow.
Oh,
they literally just got longer.
Yeah. Well. Who knew?
Oh.
We all wish for that sometimes. Yeah, it just never happens. Hi there. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What happened?
I kid you not. The day after I had my first child, my hair was blonde, and it went to a really light brown.
Really?
Yeah. Right. And then after my third kid, my hair went totally curly.
Whoa, man. I know the curly thing. I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one either.
For sure.
Makes you want to hurry up and have a baby, doesn't it, Violetta?
Oh, I'll take the curly hair. I don't know about the nose thing.
Hi there, Liz. What happened when you got pregnant?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I gave birth to twins, and they were due June 7th, and I gave birth to them May 30th. But if you, because you retain water,
right?
If you pressed on my foot or my leg, it would stay dented in. It was so gross. I looked like I had sausage toes, and
it would leave a dent.
Gross. Yeah. It would leave a dent, and that dent would be there for at least a half hour.
Wow.
It would be so gross.
It is so wild, too, watching when a woman is pregnant and you see, like, the baby's hand move across the stomach.
Freaky.
You can actually see it.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I think that's
very,
cool.
Very, very wild. Hi there, Kimberly. What happened to you?
Well, the hair went from straight to curly, like someone else said, but my eyes went from bright green to blue.
Your eye color changed, too.
Yep.
Maybe the baby stole it.
Yeah, my first child, nothing. But my second one, the daughter, everything happened with her.
And did it stay that way?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Seriously. I've never heard of that one.
You ever OD on relaxing while you were doing that?
I must have. Yeah. Well,
it's my favorite part of the day.
Get out.
Thank you for the calls. On Tidbit Tuesday, we were just talking about New York a second ago and all that's going on there. The New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, has okayed remote marriage licenses, saying now there's no excuse to not get married.
Oh, that's right. Thanks.
Yeah, so guys, if you're trying to get out, going, coronavirus, nothing we can do. I wish we could, but can't. The New York governor's like, too bad.
Yeah.
Now you're stuck.
That's hilarious.
Also, in case you missed it, Busch Beer is offering a year of free beer to couples postponing weddings due to the coronavirus.
Oh, cool.
I'm certain they have many qualifications, but 250 winners will receive a $300 debit card, which can be used to buy two 24-pack cases per month.
Wow.
Nice.
That's nice. More beer talk. Bud Light is raising money for the NFL draft by urging fans to boo Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Yeah, through your screen.
Which is pretty standard. Every time Roger Goodell goes anywhere, he gets booed.
Yeah.
And whether it's the NFL draft or getting gas or having dinner. Boo, you suck.
His salary is something insane, too, right?
Right.
Like $70 million a year or some ridiculous thing. Yeah.
Aldi is selling sweet peach wine, the fruity drink of your dreams, if you're looking to continue drink during your lockdown. By the way, we talked about that earlier this morning on Anybody Listening Who, as a bunch of women called and said, it's 8 a.m., about time to have our first cocktail.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Natty Light. You know Natty Light, Natural Light?
Yeah, Natter Days.
Natty Light is hosting a remote worldwide commencement through Facebook Live for the class of 2020.
That's nice.
Nice of them. Nice to have a beer sponsor a high school reunion, or I'm sorry, high school graduation.
Makes sense.
Maybe it's college. The Texas school districts are deploying 100-plus buses equipped with Wi-Fi for students without internet access.
Oh, that makes sense.
So the bus will pull up. You can spend all your time on the bus taking your classes.
Got to stay 6 feet apart on the bus.
I would think you probably should. Students may be taking the SAT from home.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the next thing. The College Board officials said a home version of the SAT college entrance exam, easy for me to say, is being developed in case schools remain closed into the fall.
Yeah, I think those are delayed as well.
The SATs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the ACT has been postponed.
Yeah.
Twice, I think.
And the AP tests, those are happening at home, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Nearly 40% of graduating seniors may delay college altogether due to COVID-19.
Again?
40%.
Hard to make plans.
Well, what else are you supposed to do, right?
I don't know. Many of these are saying even if there is college, they might delay it out of concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So the schools could open in the fall, but 40% of the students might say, I'm not going.
Yeah. Okay.
Give this one a little buffer zone there.
In a completely different note, you might have seen this yesterday, the video of the fight that broke out at the Taiwanese baseball game with no fans.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Yeah, Chinese Professional Baseball League in Taiwan resumed play without fans in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. A lack of energy in the stadium didn't stop the emotion, though, in the fourth inning of a game between the Fubon Guardians and the Rakuten Monkeys. The Monkeys took exception to a few pitches that were thrown inside and went after them.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Don't mess with the Monkeys. We were talking golf before, too, in case you missed it. Sheep have taken over the golf course, a golf course in England, and now acting as groundskeepers.
Well, keep hearing about cutting the grass, eating everything up.
Wildlife running free all over the world right now because we're all staying inside.
That's right.
Did you see?
That was a sheep.
Oh, bah. Okay, got it.
I thought you said ha, 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 ha.
Me too.
But that was like a mix of a laugh and a sheep.
Well, thanks for being here. A TV reporter accidentally records her husband naked in the shower. Did you hear about this?
He accidentally?
Yep. Melinda Meza from Sacramento's KCRA3 recorded herself cutting her bangs for a story about hairstylists during the coronavirus quarantine when her camera captured more than she'd bargained for. Her husband, Mike, apparently is seen in a reflection in the background, unaware that his privates were beamed over the airwaves.
Bound to happen at some point. And he's facing the mirror, like, directly.
What's going on with you two? Seriously.
What? Wait, what?
That's how enthusiastic you are, and you're making weird noises. She's buying like a sheep.
Well, because it was a sheep story. I don't know. That is just
a funny story.
Freaking hilarious.
It's okay. I don't know if it's...
It was. I just went, you know, when the moment, when the mood strikes you.
Apparently. And finally, on Tidbit Tuesday, a Los Angeles skate park had to be covered in sand to prevent gatherings.
Heard about this.
In Venice Beach, a popular skate park was filled with sand to discourage gatherings after officials said numerous violations of coronavirus lockdown procedures were reported. Everybody showing up with their skateboard, but they couldn't because of all the sand. All right, Whippy, about ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Several of you have asked if we could make this possible, and we thought, really? This is what you really want? But okay, fine by us. So, there's the new show on ABC because they couldn't put together another Bachelor while everybody was in coronavirus COVID-19 shutdown mode. They decided, well, we could put a bunch of weird singers that are trying to hook up together. We could probably do that.
Right, exactly. We've got this leftover footage.
Right, yeah.
It's like if The Voice and The Bachelor were to have an illegitimate baby, it would be this show. Right?
Yes.
Listen to your heart. So several of you said, you know, when Whip does his 30-second Bachelor reviews, that really helps me. That way I don't have to watch the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Could you have him do the same thing for Listen to Your Heart? We're like, well, sure. Sure. So what we do is we take 6 hours of programming and condense it, smash it down into about 30 seconds and 30 seconds only. That's all you get, Whip.
Okay, that's no problem. Please.
Last night was the second episode?
I don't know.
Okay. Perfect.
It wasn't the first, because I will say they started out saying things that apparently I was supposed to know, but I didn't. So it must not have been the first.
All right, so what happens is we're going to play the jingle here, the Listen to Your Heart jingle, Whip.
Okay.
At the conclusion of the jingle, you'll hear the Listen to Your Heart song you just heard. All right, that'll go for about 30 seconds, and 30 seconds only. At the conclusion of the song, you're done. Mm-hmm. That's it. We move on.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You sound so excited.
I'm excited. I'm excited. A little nervous, but we'll get through it.
Let me make sure I've got all the necessary pieces in place here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The first installment of...
Watch this show. It's the hottest part. 30 seconds. Listen to your heart.
And go.
Jamie's a 21-year-old waitress from Nashville who gets a date with Trevor and says, I realize everyone might hate me right now, but every time I see him, I'm like, hee-hee. And sure enough, Mel is a waitress from Brooklyn who actually does hate her. Then they have to figure out what song to sing together on Venice Beach. They sing a cringy song. Then they make out, and she goes, I'm actually speechless. He's such an amazing guy. I honestly can't see anything going wrong, which is the oldest way in the book of telling the audience something is about to go wrong. Then another girl tells Trevor that says Trevor cheated on his last girlfriend, and now something is definitely wrong. By the way, he says he emotionally cheated, not physically, but it was still wrong. Then they make out again.
Watch
they make
this out again. Show. It's the hottest part. 30 seconds after the start with reviews. Please don't snooze. Listen to your heart.
I cannot wait until next week.
Those impressions? Come on. You threw so many impressions. I loved it.
It's the mix.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.